The plaques are the newest additions to the Arkansas Civil Rights Heritage Trail and were unveiled Saturday in a ceremony at the Clinton Presidential Center. Minnie Jean Brown Trickey spoke on behalf of her fellow Little Rock 9 classmates and reminded the audience about the overall mood shaping racial attitudes in the 1950s and 60s.
We had no idea we were going to run headlong into institutional racist power at its finest. I called it American terrorism. Had there been no opposition to this desegregation, we wouldn't be here today.
Bliss Ann Malone Hunter, one of the freedom riders who desegregated Little Rock's downtown bus terminals 51 years ago, was the keynote speaker for the event.
This was our America, all of our America. I felt no need to prove to anyone that I was indeed human, that I was intelligent, and that I would enjoy the full rights of any citizen born within the confines of this country.
The ceremony marked Hunter's first time back in Little Rock since 1961.
I must say that the Little Rock Nine, those students who refused to be turned around, were one of the greatest inspirations in the world to me, and they continue to be an inspiration.
Crystal Mercer accepted the honor for her father, 88-year-old Christopher Mercer Jr., who was recently hospitalized due to cancer.
Socrates said, "Know thyself." Cicero said, "Control thyself." And Jesus said, "Give thyself." This self-awareness, this self-control, this spirit of giving was an inspiration for my father in a time of social injustice, and it's something that he drew on as he dealt with inequality and the violations of his civil rights.
Saturday's event included a breakfast for the honorees, a commemoration program for the bronze plaques, and a community forum that explored changes in American education from desegregation in the 1950s to the present. Darlene Kurtz from Little Rock attended the event and says she was pleased to see so many young people there.
We have to remember these sad, difficult times that occurred here in Little Rock, as it did in many other places. We need to keep mindful of the role that each of us plays in making this an equitable society.
Griff Stockley, a Little Rock resident and race relations historian, says recognizing the contributions of the Little Rock Nine and other civil rights workers provides opportunities for healing.
We have to come to terms with what our past has been like and realize that the struggle is ongoing. The people in Arkansas need to redouble our efforts to overcome discrimination and the implementation of white supremacy in a number of areas.
My name is Sister Evelina Jackson, and I stay in Little Rock, and I'm here to testify.
Lena Jackson is 90 years old.
And I love Central Nine. I knew all about them. Everybody's got to be forgiven. That's what this is all about today. Coming together in love and in unity. Together we stand, divide we fall.
Ajua A. Ayatoro with the UALR Institute on Race and Ethnicity says new markers will be unveiled each year to honor those who contributed to obtaining equal rights for citizens in the state.
And what we want to do is start honoring what we call unsung heroes. We know the big names. We know we need to honor the Little Rock Nine. We couldn't have a trail without them. But there are people so many people don't know about. And we want to start identifying them and putting bronze plaques in the ground for them. So, yes, it is a long-term project.
Little Rock Nine member Minnie Jean Brown Trickey admits she's heard some Arkansans say they're tired of hearing about the Little Rock Nine or the desegregation crisis. But she says the story of Arkansas children peacefully fighting the status quo has always had global appeal.
Part of the reason is because it's such a quintessential American history story. It's about everything we ever talk about. It's about the Constitution. It's about federal power. It's about state power. It's about mob violence. It's about persistence of the human spirit. It's about bullying. It's about kids who step up in the face of violence, white and black in that instance. It's about everything. We may be old and jaded, but there are new generations coming along who need this story for their survival.
The Arkansas Civil Rights Heritage Trail was first established last year to honor the work of the Freedom Riders, who worked to integrate interstate bus transportation, and members of the Arkansas Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, who organized lunch counter sit-ins in Little Rock in the 1960s. Plaques from the ceremonies in 2011 were placed outside the old State House in Little Rock, and eventually the trail and its bronze markers will lead all the way to the Clinton Presidential Center. In Little Rock, I'm Malcolm Glover.